V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, the rule is, to summarize all of this, she'ikar ha'hevdol bein ha'kedusha v'ha'sitra achro hu rak b'mashehu azois. The main difference between holiness and unholiness, impurity, and the sitra achra is that fine line, that hair, that drop between he and ches. Meaning, dahainu, mi shetomid nishar oimed alemuna, a person who always remains solid in his faith, afilu kishemasig chochmois niflois nairois, even when he achieves incredible, awesome levels of chachma, he studies Tikkuni Zohar and the Zohar HaKadosh, and he knows what he's reading, he understands what he's reading, and he really, really, even after all of that, Zehu Sitra Tegedusha, that's the side of Kedusha. V'oz Zoyche B'chol Pam Lahasogos Yeserois Uleemun Yesera. And that person will have the ability to keep climbing all the time, to reach new levels of understanding of Hashem and of the Torah, and new levels of emuna in Hashem. Avol tekev kishesoiver shekvar nischakim al yedei shehisigei zechochma v'das ve'enoi mishtamei shoyed b'emuna. But the moment that a person thinks he's become smart and he doesn't use emuna anymore, he's ashamed, he's embarrassed to say, I don't know, I don't understand. Ze b'chinas ha-sitra achra. That's the opposite of Kedusha. That's the sitra achra. B'chinas chometz b'ches. Shenistam pesach emuna. He closed down the entranceway of emuna. We're not into faith. Faith is for girls. Faith is for kids. Faith is for imbeciles. We're into knowledge, wisdom, philosophy, understanding, all of those things. The word faith, again, we try to stay away from that because, again, that's for intelligent beings. Va'oz noifel midaitoy legamri. And that person ends up falling away from true das, from the proper kind of understanding, venase evil uksil gomor, and the person becomes a total fool. Meaning again, it doesn't mean he gets amnesia, he forgets everything he studied. It means with all of his knowledge, he's an idiot, an imbecile, because the most important things that a person needs to know about life, that he's in denial of. He's in denial of Hashem. He's in denial of what he doesn't understand. Ki ikar hachochma lodas sherochok mimenu hachochma. Because real chochma, the essence of chochma is the realization that we're very far from chochma. Ulehischazek rak be'emunu yaseira b'chol pam. And therefore to fortify ourselves and strengthen ourselves with emuna all the time. Bibchinas, as Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti echkema, I said I'm going to be smart. I thought I was smart. V'hi rechoyka mimeni. And I see it's very far from me. It's very distant from me. Rav Nosson says I said echkema. What is echkema? What's the definition of chachma? V'hi rechoyka mimeni. The realization that I'm very far from chachma. That's a Talmud Chacham. That's the word Talmud Chacham. That's why in the Gemara, in Sforum, we always use the word a rabbi, an authority on Torah is called Talmud Chacham. Why? Talmud Chacham means student, meaning I'm always learning. I don't know it all. Student means rabbi could be misconstrued to be the guy who has all the answers. What are you, nuts? I have all the answers? Hashem has all the answers. The Tzadik Emes has all the answers. The best that I can hope for is to be Talmud Chacham, student. Student means student in training. I'm learning. I'm constantly learning, and I'm constantly becoming more and more aware of how much I don't know, how much the rabbi knows so much more, how much the Tzadik is so much greater than me and knows so much more than me. She'ikar ha'chochma, she'yaskil she'rochuk mimenu ha'chochma. The most important facet of Chochmah is the realization that Chochmah, I'm still very far from Chochmah. Kamei Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal B'Mokom Acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Pei Gimel. V'zehu b'chinas matzah behei. And this is why, again, the word matzah, the most important letter in that matzah is that hey. Shehadalid, bechinas emuna, rochoik minayud. The dalid portion of the hey, which represents emuna, is distant, it's separate from the yud. Shehu bechinas haseichel, the yud represents the seichel. Bechinas omarti echkema, I thought I could reach the chachma, I thought I could grab onto the chachma, but I see vehi rechoikimimeni. I see that I can't touch it. It's still far from me. I haven't yet gotten to the chachma. Ki hayud rechoikim in adalid loilam. The yud remains separate from the dalid permanently in that hay. Rakho emuna mekabelis chiyus mehachochma shenichnas alotoicha merochoik. However, so then hold on a second then. What's the connection? The answer is the chachma is beaming to the emuna. The emuna is receiving from the chachma, it's receiving light from the distance. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Meirochoik Hashem nirali. Hashem appeared to me, I saw Hashem from the distance. Hainu, k'alidei hachochma shehisig, through the chochma that I acquired, aydeze nischasko hemuna yoser, that made my faith even stronger. Ki ikar hasogas hachochma hu lechazek esu emuna, because the main purpose, the main goal of achieving chochma is to strengthen our emuna. Veze bechinas hey, that's the letter hey, bechinas matzah behei kanal. Vesehu bechinas matza prusa, bechinas lechem oini, ma darko ishaloni beprusa. Now you'll understand another aspect of the matzah. We know that at the Seder night, one of the most important things that we do, we break the matzah. We take that middle matzah and we break it. And we put aside part of it for the afikoman, which is the grand finale of the Seder. And part of it we use by the moitzi matzah, that yachatz. And the eating the broken matzah, that's what it's called, matzah prusa. Lechem oini, just like a poor man, poor people usually don't have whole things. They collect the broken things. Ki afal pi shelechem matzah ubechinas moichem gedoylem moid moid, going back to what we said before. Even though matzah, lechem oini, represents moichin gedoilim, a very high level of chachma and das and seichel, afal pike nikreis lechem oini. It's still called lechem oini. Ki ikar hasogas hachochma lo das she'adayin hu oni min adas. Because true chachma, really attaining chachma, is only if you still realize that you're a pauper, that you don't know anything. And this is why that dalid portion of the hay is always there. It's always visible. It's always recognizable as it remains a dalid. Even though we've put the yud into it, even though we've added the chachma, it's still a dalid. It still real knows its place. That it's still poor. No matter how much chachma I acquire, I don't think I'm a rich man already. I'm smart. I still look upon myself as being very not smart. I don't know anything yet. Vezeh bechinas matzah prusa. And this is the concept of the broken matzah. Shepoyersen os lishnaim, whereby we break it in two. Bebechinas hey, shehi dalet yud. The Arizal says that on the Seder night, the Gemara and the Halacha say that you should break that middle matzah not into two equal halves, a larger and a smaller. The Arizal says, I'll tell you the secret. Try to break it into the shape of a hay, because that's what it's all about. That's why we say, when we start the Haggadah, Ho Lachmo Anya. Hey, the letter hey, that's this lachmanya, that's this poor man's bread. It's the secret of this hey, which represents das, the highest level das, hamoitzi lechem in horetz, the hey hayedia, and at the same time, the hey has this secret in it, that it's a dalet and a yud, that no matter how much yud I have, no matter how much chachma I have, I don't forget my dalet. I don't forget that I don't know anything yet. I still retain that human, like Moshe, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, who set the example for this. V'hachelek ho'echod toimnin u'matzpinin l'afikoymen. One part of the afikoymen, the larger part, we hide and we put away for afikoymen. V'hachelek hasheni, the second part of that broken matzah, megalin, we reveal it, v'oinen olav dvorim harbe, and we speak and we talk and we talk, we say the whole Haggadah while that broken piece of matzah is in front of us. So the big piece we're hiding, the little piece we're revealing. It's right in front of us on the table, and we're talking and talking about it. We have a lot to say about it. Hainu kanal. This goes back to what we learned before. Shemaramzin. This hints to us and teaches us. She'adayin hadas rochok mimenu. That I'm still very far from das. The das is still very far from me. Bechinas omarti echkemo v'hi rochoika. I said, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to learn. And I see it's still very far from me. That's why we don't want to use this das at all right now. Just the part of the matzah that's called lechem oini, which we're going to speak a lot about it. Because we are mitchazek only with the emuna. And we call out and we scream to Hashem and we yearn to Hashem. Aval hachelik hagodol, whereas the larger piece, hamarames ledas, which is alluding to das, anu toimnin adasoif, that we put away till the end. Ki yefshir leishtamesh badas ad lebesoif, hamarames alakates. Because today, nowadays, we can't use our das. Because our das is defective today. We have very little das. It's only at the end, when Moshiach will come, that's when we'll be able to use the das. Al keitz achrein, she'oz timolei ha'oretz deyah. As the pasuk says, then the world will be filled with das. Ve'oz niske ladas sholem. Then we'll be zeichet to complete das. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, u'molo ha'oretz deyo lo das Hashem. Because the afikoimon represents a very high level of das. Bechinas afiku mon. Take out the mon. Mon, we said again. Bechinas ugois shoitzi Yisrael mimitzrayim toam ubehem tamon. The cakes that the Jews took out of Egypt, they tasted mon. Umon hu hadas kiyadua. Mon represents that highest level of das. It's called lechem in hashamayim.